For those vehicles, they continue to await more data from the Department of Energy as they are completing emissions testing, actually only on 2005 and newer vehicles. EPA is relying upon an engineering assessment to get them comfortable to say, well, if a 2005 vehicle is fine, then we're comfortable that a 2001 vehicle would be fine as well. Well, the fact of the matter is we've done our own engineering assessment that uses the exact same metric that EPA used, and we believe that you can go back as far as 94 or earlier without having any detrimental impacts whatsoever. There's not a shred of technical support for denying the availability of E15 to those older vehicles. It is completely arbitrary. It's completely unjustified by the science. And EPA, I think, is vulnerable on this.